Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you all are partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Philippians 1 gives us a glimpse of a thank you letter and a letter between dear friends. Paul writes to his partners in ministry and fellow partakers in grace in Philippi who have sent their gifts and support while he is in prison and furthering the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for that, Paul gives thanks and reflects on Jesus, the one who makes their generosity possible, and the one who has called them together into the body of Christ. This fondness for one another is a work of the Spirit. Paul's distance from his friends shapes his memory of them and his prayers for them. He recounts how God is at work in their lives and prays for that work to continue. Absence and persecution work to bring Paul closer to the Philippians and closer to Christ. Luke recounts for us how the Holy Spirit worked through Paul and Silas in Philippi in Acts 16. We get introduced to some of the citizens of Philippi who first heard the gospel of Christ Jesus. The evangelists were in Philippi after being called by the Holy Spirit through a dream to go to Macedonia. And in Philippi, the Holy Spirit led Paul to do works God had set before him. These experiences are a part of that recounting of Paul's fondness for the Christians there. The Lord who had called him to witness also gave him love to share with his fellow believers, transformed by the gospel. He met Lydia and her friends, and there the Lord opened Lydia's heart to listen to Paul and to the gospel. She was baptized along with her household. She opened her house to Luke and Paul and others and showed great hospitality, similar to what the Philippians were now showing Paul in prison. Paul and Silas met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and was cruelly used by her owners to get wealthy from her fortune-telling. At first, Paul put up with the shenanigans, but finally it had enough and healed her from her predicament. This act gets them beaten and thrown into prison. And as Paul wrote his letter in prison, I wonder how much he recounted that prison in Philippi. In prison, Paul and Silas do not lose hope and do all that they can do at that point. Pray and sing. And suddenly there was an earthquake that released the prisoners. Through that ordeal, they were able to witness to a guard who later was baptized along with his household and also opened his house to the evangelists. Paul's words in Philippians puts our eyes on Jesus amongst all those other things that had happened in his life and the life of the church of Philippi. For there we receive forgiveness of our sins. Sinners like me who fail to show the fruit of the Spirit and love for others, as Paul details in his letter. We are called to repentance and to receive forgiveness in Christ. Christ works the fruit of righteousness by his power, despite my sinfulness and shortcomings. By God's power and grace, the church continues through the preaching of the gospel and teaching of God's word. Numbers are added to the church through baptism and being called by the Spirit into faith. Just as Paul was transformed by the gospel, Jesus continues his transformational work. The one who has suffered and died under sin is risen from the dead and ascended into heaven and rules over all things. Even in our suffering, Jesus will strengthen us to continue to work and bear witness to his kingdom of grace. In that kingdom, We who are not a people are given a people in the church. We connect with one another and commend ourselves to Christ and his care and keep watch for the ways he is at work among us. The church continues to reach out to those facing persecution as the church in Philippi encouraged Paul. The church also finds ways to support and care for those who are physically away, like our college students, our military members, those on special assignments, and our shut-ins who can't regularly partake in fellowship. Separation can be daunting or even frightening for some, and partners in the gospel become the vessel that remind people they are not forgotten, and that God loves them. To those who are away, partners in the gospel might listen to how God is working through them in new vocations. They listen to their struggles. They try to offer support. The Spirit is at work in times of separation to increase our love for one another and our concern for one another expressed in the lives of prayer. Through Christ's word, the church continues to bring clarity to those who are seeking. The church continues to show hospitality to fellow believers and those in need of mercy. The church continues to preach the gospel and show mercy to those in bondage of Satan and in the clutches of evil to seek justice and freedom. The church continues to preach and to people who are in despair, who may see no way out of sin or their predicament. The church prays for those who are persecuted for their faith, that they may not lose hope, but stand on the strong fortress that is Jesus and his word. For this, we give glory and praise to God. In the name who will bring it to completion, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.